To Acts 21, and I'm filling in for Brother Monty. He's not here today. But this is the Lord's house, right? It's the Father's house. It's not the pig pen. There's power in the house. There's healing in the house. There's provision in the house.
Yes. Love in the house.
Love in the house.
There's focus in the house.
And if it's not in the house, you don't want it. If it's not in the house, you don't need it. All right? So, anyway, I'll do a poor substitution there for Monty on that. But I wanted to talk about Acts today without talking about Acts, if you don't mind. I found out I was going to be doing this last night, and so this is something that I've kind of studied on a little bit, and of course, Brother Monty and I have had some talks about it, and we were going on about, you know, Paul shouldn't have gone to Jerusalem, you know, but he, in the permissive will of God, he went to Jerusalem. But there's another way of looking at this, and I thought we'd look at that today, okay? I thought we would look at this a little bit differently, and a little bit different tack. Now, when you focus on something, you will begin to get insights. Okay, I don't know about everybody else, but my mind, I'm a scientist, okay? And I think logically. I'm one of these left-right-brained person, whichever brain it is, but I'm the real way over logically, boy, you know. I made hundreds in geometry where you do the proofs, you know, you have to think logically, you know. I'm there, you know. Yeah, you know. So I'm not creative at all, you know. I'm just, you know, I can't draw a straight line without a ruler, okay? And a curved line, boy, you don't want to see my curved line. But anyway, I am just super logical. And so when I read things in the Bible, I got to really, you know, in recent years when I've been really focusing on the things in the Bible, I'm going, now wait a minute, if that's true, and that's true, then this ought to be true. But this isn't in the Bible. You have to put that and that together to get it, you see. And so I've been thinking about stuff like that, and God's given me a lot of revelation that way, you know. And so this is one thing, and of course I don't have the final answer on this one. This is, you know, y'all, we'll discuss this together, all right. But let's look in Matthew 10 to learn something about Acts 21, all right. See if it's in here. I think it is. All right. So he's given the disciples. He's telling them. And if I can't follow, I'll just quote it to you so you can help me find it. He says, he's telling them what to do. They're going to go out and, you know, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. In Matthew 10, he says, in verse 12, he says, as you enter the house, salute it, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Okay? And it says in verse 17, it says, beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. And, you know, it goes on and all this sort of thing. But look in verse 23. This is what I want to focus on. All right? He's telling them all the things that's going to happen if you stay in that town and all the bad things. And he says, when they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly, I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Now let's read that again, because I want us to focus on that today. He told his disciples, 12 disciples, Matthew and James and Peter and John and Andrew and Bartholomew and Philip and Thomas and James, you know, two Jameses and two Simons and a Thaddeus and all that. So he says, when they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you? That says, if you run into a problem in one town, mm-hmm. you're supposed to do what? He says, flee. Flee. Don't take your time, flee.
Get out of
that town. Isn't that what he said? Get out of town. When you get persecuted, what's he trying to tell them to do? You're going to avoid a lot of this.
Yes.
Being dragged before governors and kings and stuff, if you just get out of town. Flee, hurry, get out of town, okay? You can't avoid it all. Eventually, they go, you know. But what you can, try to get away from it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go over to Acts. We'll go over to Acts 1, okay? Get back in Acts here. Acts chapter 1, yes. And look in verse 4. All right, he says, and while staying, this is Jesus, you know, he's talking to the disciples, and he says, while staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Right? Somebody read that in King James. Can you read that in King James? Somebody?
For being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
Okay. He says, but you shall receive power at that time. Mm-hmm. Right? He says, so tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from the Holy Spirit. All right? So that's what they did. Day of Pentecost came. What happened? They got power from the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they had waited until what Jesus wanted to happen happened, right? Mm-hmm. It now happened, mm-hmm. all right? So he goes on to say in verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in all Judea. And Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So his intent was not for them to stay in Jerusalem. Is that right? Because they can't be witnesses in all the earth if they're still in Jerusalem. They can't be witnesses in Samaria. They can't be witnesses in all Judea. Stay in Jerusalem till you get the power. Once you get the power, all right, then your witnesses here, then at some point in time, you will go out to all these other places. Is that right? Is that what you get from that? That's what I get from it, okay? So now let's fast forward to Acts 21. All right? And here comes Paul. He's working his way back to Jerusalem. And it says in, let's see here. Where is it here? Verse 17. Of Acts 21, Luke is, of course, writing this, and he says, when we had come, that's him and Paul and whoever else was with them, when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Huh. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. So my question is this to you. What was James doing there?
Exactly. I thought about that too.
What were the elders doing there? You may say, what are you talking about, Ray? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Okay? Do you remember when Stephen died? Mm-hmm. You remember when James died?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? There was a great what? Scattering away from Jerusalem of the people, right? You remember that? All right.
Is this James his brother?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The James that died was James, the son of Zebedee, the brother of John, okay? This is a different James.
It's not maybe he wasn't an actual one.
This James, there's two possibilities, I think, of this James. It could be his brother, and I've heard people say that, but there was also another disciple named James. James, the son of Alphaeus, okay? I don't know which one it is, to tell you the truth. But again, remember the Great Commission. They were to teach all things whatsoever he had taught them. All that Jesus commanded them, they were to teach others, right? So that Matthew 10 that he told them, he should have taught others. Okay, in fact, they did, because Matthew wrote it, right? Matthew, he knew that, so he taught it, right? Because he wrote it down. So if James is a big guy in Jerusalem, all right, and he was, okay, in the Council of Jerusalem back in Acts 15, he heard Matthew talk about how Jesus said that, right? Peter heard it.
His brother, later on, he heard what the Great Commission was.
His brother would have heard this too. His brother, not during Jesus' lifetime, but it was rumored that his brother turned. They came around later. You know,
later.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But whoever is in charge ought to know what Matthew 10 says. Okay, we'll put it that way. All right. So here we got the persecution of Stephen. I think that's back in Acts 6. You know, this is way down the line. This is many years later. Maybe, 20 years later or something, after Paul became a Christian, because he'd done all these missionary journeys, you know. So this is many years later. These guys are still here in Jerusalem. What are they doing in Jerusalem? They had a persecution, didn't they? They had a persecution when Stephen died,
yeah.
Right? When one of your guys dies, when one of your deacons dies, isn't that a persecution? And then they had another persecution, right? Mm-hmm. When James died. And of course, they were arresting Peter. They had to pray him out of jail, right? The angel came and got him out of jail. What more do you need, folks? You know, I mean, what kind of persecution do you need to get you out of town? Out of Dodge, somebody said, right? It's time to get out of Dodge, right? Well, that, you know, I read this and I think, why are these guys still in Jerusalem? You know, at this time, really the center, if you will, of Christianity has moved up to Antioch. You remember where Paul and the other guys were? If anything, it's kind of moved up to Antioch, you know. But they're going to be scattered around. If they wanted to have a base of operation, they could have chosen a different town that would have received them better. As far as we know, Antioch received them better. But not Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you'll notice when you read about Jesus' ministry is that the last place he seemed to ever want to go was Jerusalem.
Yeah.
When he was a child, when he was 12 or 13, he wanted to stay in the temple, right? Because he wanted to be about his father's business. He wanted to stay in Jerusalem, right? But his parents took him home. He said, no, you come home with us, son. But
after
when he, 18, yeah, 18 years later, the last place you could find Jesus would be in Jerusalem. The only time that we have any record of him going to Jerusalem was during the required feast times, when he had to be there to be a good Jew. He had to be there for the three feasts during the year. And as soon as that feast was over, he was gone. You know, even if he had to go through Samaria, he's going to leave that town. All right? Because why? He knew they was going to kill him. And he didn't want to get, he wasn't going to get killed before the time. They would have killed him before the time if he'd have hung around. But he left. I mean, you know, he kind of kept a low profile when he was there, you know, at night anyway. During the day, it was kind of safer with the people. He was all right. But at night, he went out on the hillside and slept, you know. So.
But not only that, he didn't do anything until he was 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But what he said, the enemy wanted to do something
earlier. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think the enemy even knew who he was.
The enemy kind of knew who he was when they had the baptism.
Yeah.
When the baptism happens. He said, this is, you know.
Yeah. But before that, I don't believe he knew who he was.
Huh?
I don't believe the enemy knew who he was before that happened, though.
Yeah, but at this time, the enemy knew who he was. The reason he stayed out of Jerusalem.
Right.
You know, the people wanted, because everything Jesus did was against what the people wanted to do. I mean, he came with a different, and they just didn't like him. He came with a different twist of everything.
I believe
if they say up, I believe
what he was doing was he was actually telling the truth behind what was spoken of in the Old Testament. The truth of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was coming to reveal the truth.
Yes,
he was coming to change. And the big guys didn't want anything changed.
Right.
Because they were tearing up their tradition.
Well, they were living under the Babylonian. When they were captive in Babylon, they were living under that Talmud thing, you know, when they brought it back to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they were living in.
So as much as he could, he avoided that town. You know, even when he was supposed to go and raise up Lazarus, and one of his disciples said, let's go and just die, because they're going to kill us. Let's go die with him.
Yeah.
Because they're going to kill us if we go.
Yeah.
You know. And Jesus went anyway.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring this out, because even though we say, well, Paul shouldn't have gone to Jerusalem, there shouldn't have been any need for him to go to Jerusalem. There shouldn't have been anybody there in Jerusalem that he'd want to go see, you know. I mean, there shouldn't have been any Christians there. They should have already left town, you know, because that's what Jesus said do. But apparently they didn't do what Jesus said do, okay? And Paul didn't do what Jesus said do. And we probably don't do what Jesus says do a lot.
That's
so
right.
We can't really point a finger at them so much, but we can learn from this, okay?
Absolutely, yes,
we
sir.
Can learn from this and say, you know, it's really best if I do what Jesus said do. It really is best if I do what Jesus says do. And so I'm just going to endeavor more and more and more to do what Jesus said do.
We got to understand, too, that we have to understand the concept of a king, okay? When the king speaks, we're supposed to say, yes, sir, and just do it.
Just do it.
Follow King David's example. I was telling him, you know, earlier, you know, when David, he was just sitting there and in a war, and he said, I'm thirsty. That's all he said. Okay? One of his mighty men of valor came out and went out and killed 800 men. He didn't order him to get him a drink of water. Right. He just did it because the king said, we live under a precedent. We got to get king's concept.
Yeah, right.
Because if we do, then we'll obey.
But, you know, David had king concept. He said, I can't drink this. I offer it to the Lord.
Well, yeah.
He's my king.
It had blood in it.
Huh?
It had blood in it. And the water.
Well, it wasn't so much of that. It was that.
You're right. Yeah.
He could not drink it simply because he thought about the king there. He said, I'm going to make it a sacrifice to the king there. Yep. You know.
Come on up, Brother Thurston.
The king above more greater than his kingship.
That's all.
He said, I'm going to let this be a sacrifice to the Lord.
Thank you.